The president was saying that Comey should hope that there was no tape recording before he talks about the meeting. The president knows whether there's a tape recording or not. He's the one who knows. So this is just nonsense. If President Trump wants the truth out, if Comey was lying about the meeting, the president should just release the tape. He's just playing games with the American people. The real connection with Watergate is the firing of Comey by President Trump, which appears to be, on the face of it and given all the circumstance around it, an effort to cover up and to prevent an investigation of whether Russia colluded with him and his campaign over interference in the American election, and whether he's still colluding with the Russians. I mean, what's involved in the firing is a question, really, of whether we have a president of the United States who is under the influence of and working in collusion with the president of a hostile foreign government. And we've got to get to the bottom of that. And Trump's actions prevent us, at this point, from making sure that we can get the truth. Look, everything we've seen about Trump, I won't go elsewhere, but in this, in connection with the firing of Comey, has been just one misstatement, one pretext, one lie after the other. It's totally incredible to think that President Trump was so concerned about Comey's treatment of Hillary Clinton that he fired him months later for doing that. It's just nobody can believe that. What really was at stake, and we know that later, he said, I made up my mind before I ever heard from the Justice Department. I was going to fire him anyway. And what was on his mind when he fired him? The Russian investigation. And Trump has been attacking this Russian investigation from the get-go. He even called the CIA Nazis over that. So we know he's not happy about that, and he wanted to stop it. And that stopping that could mean that we have in place a president of the United States in cahoots with the Russian government at this very moment.